Welcome to the podcast for G's only. For G's only. And it's for our woman who's at the C-suite level. CEO. And we coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walking the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being a CEO.
Welcome to C-Suite's podcast with yours truly, Jody Hood. It is a place where women C-suite executives share and compare unfiltered realities that our male counterparts will never face. We laugh, we cry, we survive, and we thrive. Now, on today's podcast, we are going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. Actually, it is the title of one of my books, and it is The Pros, Woes, and Foes of Leadership. Now, we know that only about 10% of women are C-suites in the United States, and of those 10%, maybe 3% are African-American women. So that tells you right there that leadership at the top is a lonely place, and the climb there sometimes can be very difficult. But I'm going to talk about the woes and the foes, but in the end, the pros outweigh the woes and the foes. Now, when we're thinking about woes, we're basically thinking about emotions. And there's a big push talking about your emotional EQ. Yes, when we're talking about our woes, those are those emotions that we are in touch with, and they're basically distressors. When we talk about foes, more or less, those are character traits that happen to be enemies to our leadership journey. Now, my inspiration for writing the book was as a mentor, you develop close relationships with your mentees, and most of them, they share emotions that's near and dear to their heart, but sometimes they don't want to let you know certain situations that they're going through because they don't want to seem weak or incompetent. But this one time, one of my C-suites relayed to me, or she shared with me, that there was a situation that she was encountering and she was scared, period. She said, "Dr. Hood, I have to just tell you, I'm scared." So after we talked and we worked through it, I started looking at the top 10 leaders of all time. And I wanted to do some research and find out about their emotions, some of the woes that they went through, and some of the foes. And what I came up with was this: woes versus foes. Well, woes deter, foes destroy. Woes cumber, foes kill. Woes are covert and foes are overt. Covert meaning they're mostly internalized. Overt means they are observable by others, the foes. Woes hinder and foes hurt. Now, when we are talking about foes and certain emotions that we may encounter as leaders, C-suites, we will encounter heartbreak, adversity, affliction, depression, distress, sometimes defeat, difficulty, catastrophe, and believe it or not, we might have a few failures, condemnation, and discouragement. And of the leaders that I research, all of them experienced at least one of the woes. And of the foes, those character traits that actually are enemies, we have arrogance, impatience, complacency, insecurity, procrastination, unpreparedness. And under foes, although they are emotions, I put fear as a foe and jealousy, the green-eyed monster. Yeah. So let's talk just a little bit more about the foes. Now, as I have stated previously, great leaders had to overcome great obstacles. They were far from perfect. So there's no need, C-suites, to feel ashamed or embarrassed when you are confronted with a woe. Use it as a motivator or a springboard. Now, let me tell you more about woes. Woes are troublesome. Yes, they are. They are distractions that can defer, deter, and hinder. But woes will not ever prevent your success as a leader. I personally see woes as internal or covert secret ills, where foes, on the other hand, are open, observable. And they definitely will kill your leadership journey. Now, one way to look at foes is you have little control over calamities. They are just going to happen. You know how they say ish happens? It just happens. But this quote speaks volumes. When you can't control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you respond to what's happening. Here. Therein lies the power. Let me tell you something, ladies. Good leaders triumph in spite of, because they choose to. They are compelled to. Their drive tells them they must. Now, those foes, on the other hand, those enemies to our journey, those character traits that are not good, they are evils. They're vices, and we have control over them. The choice is made by the person. The choice is made by the leader. You choose to be arrogant or, on the other hand, confident. Great leaders make the right choice, period. Now, I know you're saying all these woes and foes. I think I'll just decline on trying to climb the top of the ladder. I'll just be complacent where I am, or I'll have second thoughts about being in the suite. But honey, let me tell you, you were born for this. That's right. I know extrinsically for the C-suites or she-suites, there may be the motivation of high salary, notable prizes or prestigious recognition, or, you know, your work may be etched in history and immortalized, but there are also intrinsic value to being a leader. You know, is nothing more greater than the feeling of achieving one's accomplishment. There's also the thrill of conquering a challenge. Oh, when you know that you have achieved your life goals, there's nothing greater than that feeling. And when you are self-actualized, you can live your life knowing that I have accomplished being my best self. And in the midst of being your best self, you are also contributing to society. So yes, there are woes and foes, but honey, those pros outweigh the woes and foes. And yes, you can overcome the woes, but never ever succumb to the foes. If you want to know more about my book, Leadership Pros, Woes, and Foes, it's available on Amazon, and it's also available on Lulu.com. So let me tell you, C-suites, as I close the podcast, please do me a favor. Would you like me on Facebook? Connect with me on LinkedIn? How about subscribing to my YouTube channel, Jody Hood? I'll be back to talk more about pros, woes, and foes of leadership. But until that time, C-suites, keep walking the walk and talking the talk. And baby, C-suites, we are coming at you.
Welcome to the podcast for G's Only. For G's Only. And it's for our woman who's at the C-suite level. CEO. And we're coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walking the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being a CEO.